It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll get into the heavy drama in a jiffy. But first, listen to Molly McGee out-talk her better half for once.
Molly, how much do you suppose a college education is worth to a young man nowadays?
I wouldn't know, McGee, but I expect a lot.
Well, I'll tell you how much it's worth. It's worth the difference between what he can earn with it and what he can earn without it.
Well, that certainly clears it up, dearie. Why don't you come right to the point and say that Prudential's education plan is a wonderful way for every mother and father to guarantee money for their children's education. Isn't that what you were getting at?
Yep.
And what better way to prepare for those college years than to start right now? Isn't that what you had in mind?
Yep.
And even if Dad isn't here when the time comes for the children to go off to school, you can be sure with a Prudential education plan that the money will be there to pay tuition, room and board, books, clothing, and all that. Isn't that what you were going to say?
Yep.
Well, you sure were getting off to a slow start.
Yep.
And all else aside, folks, I don't know of a better idea than to begin right now, little by little, building a Prudential insurance program for your children's education that will do the very things we've been talking about. Why don't you get in touch with your Prudential agent and get all the details?
Yep.
McGee? Oh, there you are. Have you got the women's section of the Gazette, I mean?
No, just classified ads. I'm looking over the business ops.
The business what?
Ops. That's short for opportunities. You never know when you may run across something good like this one here, for instance. Look, wanted men with vision to raise Belgian hares for fun and profit. Chance of a lifetime.
Oh, that's not for you, dearie. We have enough hare-raising experiences around this house without any Belgian.
Oh, that's just a sample, Molly. Here's another one. Wife quits. Fish store for sale. Say, maybe...
No. If you're thinking of a fish store, this wife just quit, too.
This one here looks kind of interesting. Listen. For sale. Automatic popcorn machine route in neighborhood theaters. That's $85 weekly. Enterprising man can pay for out of profits. Call Vista 1312. Out of profits. That sounds... Hey, hand me the phone, will you? Thanks.
I wonder what the catch is.
Catch? Doesn't have to be a catch in it, just... Uh-oh. Line's busy. I'll try again. Maybe I dialed it wrong.
What are you doing with your fingers?
I'm keeping them crossed so nobody beats me to this deal.
Oh, dear.
Aw, for the... How can people talk so long?
Take it easy, McGee. My goodness, it's only been busy for 20 seconds.
Boy, oh, boy, this is the chance I've been waiting for, Molly. Easy, pleasant work, no investment, big profits, all the popcorn I can eat.
There goes the profits. Don't get too excited now. Maybe somebody else is buying the business right now.
Don't say it. Don't even think it. Maybe they're just calling out, and that's why it's busy. Boy, what a setup this would be. The guy that takes over these popcorn machines gets to see all the movies free, too. Let me try again.
What makes you think you'll see the movies free?
Well, you don't think I'm going in there and shovel the dimes into my money bag with my eyes shut, do you? Hello? Hello?
The number you have dialed is a wrong number. Either you have made a mistake in dialing or the number has been changed. This is a recording.
Have you got him, McGee?
Nope. Either I made a mistake in recording or the dial has been changed. That's what the wrong number said.
How was that again?
Shh, gotta concentrate. 1, 3, 1, 2. Dead rat. Still busy.
Well, give the phone a rest, McGee. Put it down.
Doggone it, this is... Hey, I know what I'll do. I'll run back the car out, will you? Instead of phoning the guy any longer, I'll run over to his house. Why didn't I do that before?
Does the ad say where he lives?
Oh, that's why I didn't do it before. Gee whiz, how can a phone be busy that long? The deal of a lifetime hanging fire here. Hey, wait a minute.
I'm not going anywhere.
Maybe that phone ain't busy. Maybe it's out of order. Or maybe the receiver's off the hook or caught on the phone book. Maybe they don't even know I'm trying to call them.
That's for sure.
I'll put Mert on it. That's what I'll do. Mert will find out.
Operator.
Is that you, Mert?
This is the operator. May I help you?
I'll say it can help me, sis. Hey, give me Mert.
What is her number, please?
Number? Mert don't have a number. She don't need a number. She's the operator.
I am the operator, sir. If you do not have the number of your party, kindly dial information at... Oh, that Mert!
Yeah.
She's off today, sir. Who shall I say call?
This is Mr. McGee, sis. I've been calling 1312 for a couple hours now.
Oh, McGee, 5 minutes.
Well, it seems like a couple hours. I keep getting the busy signal, sis. Check the line and see if somebody's candling a crate of eggs over that phone or what.
One moment, please.
Mert's off today, but this girl's checking the line. Hope nobody got in ahead of me and is closing the deal for that popcorn business. $85 a week and all the popcorn we can eat.
Hello, sir. The receiver seems to be off the hook.
What? Holy smoke. Well, get right on it, will you, sis? There's a big business deal hinges on this. Thousands. Millions. Put a howler on it. Buzz them. Call their neighbors. Send a repairman out to hang up their phone. Don't just sit there. Do something. I wish Mert was on today.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
When a factory works around the clock, it runs 3 8-hour shifts. This seems a most sensible arrangement. But two of your most loyal, hard-working servants, your eyes, are not so fortunate. Your eyes are on the job every waking moment of your life, and they get tired, too. Do you repay them with the thoughtful treatment they deserve? Start tomorrow to reward them with regular daily baths of murine. Just 2 drops of murine in each eye, on waking, during the day, and on retiring. You'll find that tired sensation seems to float away instantly. Murine bathes and soothes the delicate tissues of the eyes as gently as a tear. That's because murine is compounded of 7 tested ingredients, scientifically selected and combined to blend perfectly with the natural fluids of the eyes. You'll appreciate how its regular daily use promotes a clean, healthful condition. That's M-U-R-I-N-E, murine for your eyes. Murine makes your eyes feel good.
Nope, you go ahead and eat, Molly. I've took a vow. I won't touch dinner till I get that guy with the popcorn machines on the line.
Well, if you'd give the line a rest, maybe the phone company could get it working again. Why don't you look in that want ad section for some other bargains? This isn't the only thing, you know.
Like what? Like this? Will the person or persons who saw auto accident at 14th and Oak at 5 a.m. Friday please keep their mouth shut? Like that?
No, that isn't what I meant. I meant in the business ops.
Nah, there's nothing in here half as good as the popcorn machine ad. You want me to maybe raise earthworms in your basement? Send no money, pay postman?
Not in my basement.
Or maybe this one. Be your own boss. Make $25,000 a year grinding scissors by mail. This popcorn machine rod is just the thing.
The number you are calling is temporarily out of order.
Oh, doggone it, I know that, sis.
Then why are you calling it?
Because I'm waiting for it to be de-out of order, that's why. My gosh, the opportunity of a lifetime is going to slip through my fingers if they don't... Who's that?
Well, it can't be opportunity. He'd knock. Whoever it is, don't talk to them long because dinner is waiting.
Oh, don't worry. Come in.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Oh, hi, Oldtimer. Sorry I can't visit with you now. We're just getting ready to eat our supper.
Is that so?
Yep, you caught me at a bad time. We're just getting ready to sit down.
Getting ready to what?
Sit down.
Well, now, don't mind if I do, Johnny. That's mighty neighborly of you, son.
I didn't.
Sure, pretty dining table you got sitting there, daughter.
Thank you.
Look, Oldtimer, we're just having a few leftovers, that's all. We can't ask you to join us because...
Ask me to what, Johnny?
Join us, he said. We just...
Well, thank you, daughter. Johnny just asked me, too. Mighty nice to know you both want me to stay for supper.
I didn't say
yes,
I...
Yes, sir. Makes a feller feel good to know he's wanted specially around supper time. Why, this is a nice surprise, kids. I never dreamed you'd ask me for supper.
Neither did I.
There's enough for the three of us, McGee. Okay.
Well, I sat, daughter, head, foot, or side. I got my own napkin here. Always carry my napkin when I go Sunday calling because...
Oh, for the... You two go ahead and eat, Molly. I got this phone call to make.
Well, I had better go on out there and start dishing things up, I guess. I hope you get through with that soon, McGee.
Boy, oh boy, it's ringing. It's ringing. Sounds like they got the phone fixed and...
Hello?
Hello. Is this 1312?
Yes?
You the party put an ad in the Gazette, classified today, under business ops?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, boy, the one that says, I got it here someplace, automatic popcorn machine route in neighborhood theaters, nets $85 weekly, enterprising man can pay for out of profits?
That's right. It nets around $15 a machine, and I got 9 machines out, all good locations, too.
Wow, 9 times 15, How much is that?
Oh, around 130 or 40 bucks a week. Ooh. I want 50 a week to pay off the machines.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. How long will it take before the machines are paid off, Bud?
About 2 years.
I could be making 80, 90 bucks a week, clear. Is there a lot of work to it, Bud?
No, I take care of them evenings myself. That's the trouble as far as I'm concerned.
Huh?
Well, you see, I got a steady job days. I work in a garage.
Oh.
Wife beefs all the time, claims with the popcorn route she never sees me.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'm too cross from not sleeping enough.
Well, I'm your man, Bud. McGee's my name, F. McGee.
Okay, Mr. McGee, if you want to come over to the house and...
Betcha. Give me your address and I'll come right over and we'll sign some papers or something. Now, you're not asking no down payment, are you? I figured it was like you says in the ad, but my wife was afraid of a jip.
Well, it's just like I told you. You come on over. Now, I live...
You say it, and that's 130 or 40 bucks a week, huh? And all it takes is 50 a week to pay for the machines? Boy, that garage of yours must make you a fortune if you can afford to give up this popcorn business. But I always say...
No, sir. I don't own the garage. I just work there. You see, I get... Hey, wait a minute while I figure this thing out.
There's nothing to figure out. We got a deal.
Oh, boy, am I a chump. I'd be giving up 130 bucks a week just to keep an $80 job that works my brains out.
Well,
boy, am I glad you pointed that out. I'm sorry, Mr. McGee.
You mean you're not going to sell?
Well, all I ask is... Would you? I tell you, though, if you want a nice, steady job beating out crumpled fenders at the Red Ball Garage, I'll give you a number to phone. You can talk to the boss. See, he's a good friend of mine.
No, never mind. I've talked too much already. Goodbye.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Things are coming to a pretty pass.
What's the matter, pal? What happened?
Country Gentleman is changing its name. The Better Farming.
Yes, beginning in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, is changing its name to Better Farming. Country Gentleman's aim is to help every farmer do a better job on his farm, to help him translate the rewards of better farming into the joys of better living. So, in January, we're making the name and the aim the same, Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming delivered to your mailbox. Remember, an average farmer gets 5,000 pounds of milk per cow, but a better farmer gets 2 and 3 times that much. Subscribe today to Better Farming. Write to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Thanks for a wonderful dinner, daughter. Food was delightful.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Only one thing I missed. Didn't get none of the usual sparkling conversation that you're so well known for, Johnny.
He's right, McGee. What happened with your big telephone deal, anyhow? You haven't said more than pass the potato since you sat down to dinner.
Ain't in a talking mood.
Well, what happened?
Talked myself out of a wonderful business, that's all.
How'd you do that, Johnny?
I ain't talking. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Jack Crucian as the man, and Gene Vanderpile as the operator. Tomorrow night, the bumps in the street in front of 79 Wistful Vista stir the resident, guess which one, into goading City Hall into a frenzy. This is John Wald advising you to hear it on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.